On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Well, good morning. Hello, Mike Orms. How are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Mike Orms. You're the owner, right?
My wife, Kimberly, and I, yes.
Boss Man is here of Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, Northern Nevada's premier team for wastewater solutions and high-pressure hydrojetting, serving Northern Nevada since 1989. And on your website, I have to first off compliment you, my friend. You have the nicest looking septic trucks I've ever seen.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we can take care of them.
I picture a septic truck as being totally not like the picture show. I mean, you got spotless, shiny, new septic trucks, and that's not how I picture a septic cleaning truck.
Well, we take pride in making sure that they're clean, they're attractive. Since we purchased the company, we've done the American flag wrap on all of them. So
yeah. They're gorgeous.
Thank you.
Those are the nicest septic trucks I've ever seen. You want to be the best at what you do. So how do you go? How do you go the extra mile? What do you do for folks and their septic issues that other guys may not, Mike?
Well, for residential septic customers, you know, we really do want to uncover the inlet and the outlet. Back in the day, you know, they just used to pump just the inlet side, you know, where all the solids hang out, I guess. But it's important to open up the outlet side of the tank as well. We want to get our eyes on the T's and or baffles, make sure that everything's intact. You're at an operating level. If there's, you know, evidence of being above the operating level, you might have an issue with the leach line. So we want to address every concern that the customer might have.
Well, I was telling you during the news that I got a home inspection done. And, they have issues with my sewer pipe. Do most people out there, they haven't gotten a home inspection? Is the typical home that where the sewer pipe hasn't been looked at for 20, 30 years? What's out there, Mike? Do most people have a problem there?
Well, they might, some do. You can have a root intrusion. You can have just a really clogged, dirty pipe heading out to the sewer main. We can come out, we can camera down, take a look at it, and if needed, we can hydrojet the main line to the your main line to the sewer main. So clean everything up. Or if it's unfortunate enough where you know, you've got a major root intrusion, we can provide recommendations on repairs.
What happens if that's ignored?
You will get a backup in your house. It will be messy.
And it becomes more expensive as you have to replace pipe. Do you start from scratch on this?
I mean, replacement of pipe is definitely something that's going to have to happen. If you get a root intrusion, you need to make sure that doesn't happen again.
We got a lot of trees in this town.
Yes, we do.
Up and down my street and everything. What drew you into, of all businesses, this one? What do you like about it?
Personally, you know, just my employees give me grins about every day. Customers are fantastic. You know, my background, as we were discussing, was always in operations and manufacturing. I bought the business in June of 2022. Was just looking to get something that, you know, my wife and I, we call ours. And the gal, Catherine Guthrie, Liberty Group, she basically said, this is a recession-proof business. And it is.
Yeah, that's true. I saw you bring up your family-oriented company. Folks, you got to go to this website because you devote an entire page talking about how wonderful this person is and this person is who works for your company. their wonderful family and, you know, what they, I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
Our employees are key to our success. There's not a day, John, that goes by that we don't get a phone call from one of our customers just to thank us, just to tell us how great our employees are. You know, when Brett was in our office, he overheard Laura on the phone. And even though we couldn't service that customer that particular day, she was recommending our competitors to give them a call. Maybe perhaps they can service them that day. So we really take pride in providing great customer service. That's important to us.
Well, the website says Northern Nevada's premier team for wastewater solutions. That's kind of encompasses an awful lot. What is specifically does that mean, wastewater solutions?
Well, we also do a lot of grease interceptor pumpings. We have several restaurants that we are happy to call our customers. You know, any type of real estate transaction, we make it very, very easy for our real estate agents to book with us. We have a big red button on our homepage. It's a real estate agents click here, and it takes them to a page where they fill out all the details. That information goes directly into our operating system as a quote. And once we get information back from, you know, title, buyers, and sellers, we immediately call the requesting agent and book the job.
What's the website address?
www.bonanzaseptic.com.
And what is high-pressure hydrojetting?
High-pressure hydrojetting, we have a van that has it's like a pressure washer on steroids. It takes up the full back of our van. We can go down outlet pipes, into the leach field, into the leach lines, basically pressure wash the inside of your pipes.
Now, for sewer pipes, plumbers will... They compress the innards of the pipe against the wall and create an opening that way. So this is a different way to clear out a sewer pipe, right?
Yeah, there's different processes in how to go about it. There's snakes, you know. Rotary cutters that can get in and cut roots.
Why is hydrojetting better?
Hydrojetting, in my opinion, is better because it gets the entire inside diameter of the pipe with our jetting heads. We have multiple jetting heads we can attach to the end of the line. So,
stronger than the machines they have at Home Depot?
Quite a bit, yeah.
What else do you do for services?
We do repairs. If we encounter, you know, say a tank is over full. We know that they're not leaching very well. So we will camera down, identify the spot where our camera stops above ground. We can, you know, do a little spray paint mark, come out, excavator, dig it up, investigate. It's not uncommon in our region where we can find, you know, leach lines that are full of roots. We can get those up, dig them up, or put new leach pipe down and get you back in service.
I like how you refer to the material that gets caught up in a sewer pipe. I like how you call it the solids. I like that you don't get too descriptive because people are still eating breakfast.
Yeah.
Mike.
Want to be careful.
What areas do you cover? Reno, Sparks, where else?
Well, yeah, all the way up to the tippy to it. Tippy top point of Red Rock Road, Northern Reno. We go all the way down to Topaz.
Oh my gosh, really?
Lake Topaz. Yeah, we're out of Mound House, so we're very centralized. We'll go all the way out to Fallon. You know, so basically we cover quite an area.
And it's apparently extremely simple on this website. You just book online.
Yeah, we just, I want to say it was probably a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago now, we have a residential customer's book online, and they click that button. It takes them to another page where they just answer a few simple questions, they can pick a date and a price and book their appointment.
I don't know about other areas, but I know here in Reno, people are getting bombarded by these things in the mail that come from a company, American Water something, I don't know. But they masquerade the mailers to make it look like it's coming from Tumwa, like the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, because they use the trademark, the logo in these mailers. And they say it's you buy their insurance if your sewer pipe, because your home insurance usually doesn't cover, or you have to pay for any repairs to the sewer pipe that goes from the house to the street. Now, you can call up your home insurance company and just add that instead of going through with this company. But instead of reacting to these mailers, should people just maintain the sewer pipe? And if so, how frequently?
Well, regarding, you know, the sewer pipe, it might be wise just to, you know, camera down the sewer pipe from your house to the sewer main, you know, every 5 years, I'd say, just to make sure everything's clear.
5 years, okay.
For the septic tank, we recommend pumping every 3 to 5 years. Again, just so that we can get the lids open, get the gases out, make sure that it's leaching correctly.
What do people usually say when they meet you and you tell them you're in the septic business?
I don't think I could say that.
No, come on. Come
it's breakfast time. you know, you hear all sorts of jokes. Let's put it that way.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, about,
wise,
you know,
guys out, you know, there, you know. Give us a good unusual septic customer story. Any surprising discoveries?
So,
again, don't get too descriptive.
So, no. Rumor has it that back in the day, obviously before I owned the company, that a body was found in a septic tank up in Virginia City.
Human body?
Yeah. Yeah. And the technician obviously didn't want to get blamed for that and somehow attached it to one of the trucks and brought it back to the shop and then called authorities. That's the rumor that we've heard. So, but I don't know if that's
is
true
it,
or not. But
is
I've
it
had other
is had, it, Mike, is it possible that could happen?
Anything's possible. We did find animal bones. We think it was a horse in a tank that was fairly close to us in Mount House. And we think it was probably a young horse that might have fallen. And
what an interesting job. Listen, I got to tell you, here it's boring. you have a fascinating job. But I have to ask you, what do you I guess this is a question people ask you when they first meet you. What do you like about this? Is it like you get to play detective in a way? And
what's not to like?
I guess
it's, you know, it's a business that a lot of people, many people would just say, no, thank you. But when you find the right technicians or right employees, they make the job absolutely fun. You know, the encounters that they have with the customers and, you know, people who are on septic systems, they know, you know,
fascinating.
So, really, I think the most strangest thing is, and just a public service announcement, if you're on a septic service, don't take the toilet paper and wrap it around your hand. You're going to make a toilet paper bomb, and you're going to get a backup. So that's my 2 cents for today.
Dispel this rumor. Maybe it's fact. I don't know. I was told by somebody, I've had a couple of plumbers in my time, that a certain brand of toilet paper is very bad for your pipes. I think it was like a soft version of Charmin or something like that. Is that true? There are some brands of this toilet paper you should not use that are more prone to causing a problem?
Actually, Charmin is one of the better ones.
Really?
Yeah. And so, like, if you go to the big box warehouse store, don't grab their brand. Grab the Charmin.
Really? I thought it was the opposite.
No, even though it says septic safe, you know, 90, 95% of our calls for backups, we ask them if they use that brand of toilet paper, and the answer is, you know, yes. We tell them, pamper yourself. Grab the Charmin sitting right next to it.
Can you name the bad brands? Or
the Kirkland Costco toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I am so glad you came here to let people know about this. And thank you again for not being descriptive.
Well, it's a breakfast. It's hard not to.
We're a Gentile. We're gentle people here. Once again, folks, Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions. Just Google Bonanza Septic and Jetting Solutions, and you'll go right to their website, unless the website address is simpler.
BonanzaSeptic.com.
Oh, there you go. BonanzaSeptic.com. And get to know Mike Orms. It's Northern Nevada's premier team for wastewater solutions and high-pressure hydro jetting. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
For doing all you do to keep our houses running in a certain way of speech there.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
I have to compliment you. Those are the prettiest looking septic trucks I've ever seen on a website.
Thank you very much. Great meeting you, John.
All right. Thank you. John Potter, live and local. We got open topic for a segment here, 884-9910, and we'll be back. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1022.
Is FM Talk.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, 1025 is our time, 884-9910. Some of the local news this week, and by the way, we have Greg Neft with your local news newscast coming up in just 5 minutes. Let me see. This week we had another case of vandalism at our local parks. The city of Reno reporting an outlet valve at Virginia Lake was vandalized, causing water levels to rise and increasing the risk of harmful algae. A lock has been installed on the valve to prevent that. As always, they say report any suspicious behavior, because we had a rash of vandalism at several parks, but this is Virginia Lake. What can we do to get rid of Pigeon Island at Virginia Lake? Or is it Seagull Island? I don't, either way, it's a major crapola zone. Just pet peeve there. The RGJ had a great story they posted, how seaweed-fed cows cut methane, a major cause of global warming. Back in the day, Roland Melton would never write an article about feeding cows seaweed to fight global warming. I'm just saying. But the story goes, quote, in the RGJ.com, quote, a new study from the University of California, Davis, shows how adding red seaweed to cattle feed can sharply reduce methane emissions by changing the microbes inside a cow's digestive system, comma, and then that's all that I could read, because that last sentence there, it gradually fades out. Then this box comes up and asks for a subscription. All these papers do this, don't they? Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Free Press, that's an excellent online paper. But every article link they sent me, or I get to read the first three sentences of everything. That's all. I miss the old RGJ. I don't know if you were here. Do you remember all the nightlife ads that would be on the movie theater listing page? We had so much going on in town. And the little Sunday TV schedule insert, what was that called? TV tab or something like that. Good days. Another story this week, the Supreme Court could make it easier to carry a firearm inside a private business. The case is Wolford versus Lopez. A Hawaii state law requires a permission process to bring a gun inside private property. You cannot wear or otherwise bring a firearm onto private property that's open to the public, offices, warehouses, stores in Hawaii, unless you get the express permission from the owner of said property. Critics say that ends up banning people from carrying a firearm in about 97% of the state. The Supreme Court is deciding if it violates the Second Amendment. To carry a gun into a private business like a coffee shop or grocery store, a firearm owner needs permission from the store ahead of time. But you can't have the gun on their parking lot either without advance permission of the store in Hawaii. Just the streets and sidewalks are where you can exercise your Second Amendment rights. Does Hawaii's law violate the Second Amendment's right of the people to keep and bear arms? Because it means that lawful gun carriers cannot engage in day-to-day activities like visiting gas stations or coffee shops without explicit consent? Or is it honoring the long-standing right of private property owners to exclude others from their property, their business? In real life, people who support this law say if you come into a grocery store and you want to bring your gun with you, all you have to do is go to an employee and ask if it's okay. But actually, no. The law specifically says the owner has to give the okay. I don't know if that infers their employees or not. Here in Nevada, I don't know about you, but I feel safer in stores that allow guns. And we don't have Hawaii's law, but there are some places here in town that have these signs by the front door, like a picture of a gun in a red circle, and there's a line through it, and it says no firearms allowed. And I see them everywhere. You'll see them at Starbucks shops. I know the one at Mayan by Jimmy's Car Wash has that. So does the Sprouts grocery store on East Plum. I'll still go there, but I wouldn't work there, as I would feel like a sitting duck for anybody who wants a gun-free place to commit a crime. But anyway, the Supreme Court has not decided on this. It was presented to them 18 days ago. The latest I heard was that the court is, based on their questions and comments, is inclined to strike down Hawaii's no guns on private property that's open to the public law. I'm John Potter, live and local, going to break for Fox News, and then it's Greg Neft with your local news. I'm here every Saturday 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:30.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
I'm glad you asked. John Potter, live and local. Mark is here. Mark asked the question that I love hearing. Jerry won't let me talk about them. But Mark said, how are your cats? Thank you. I have a reason to talk about them. This is Mr. Mark. I'm sorry, I forgot your last name.
Mark Gleese.
That's right. Mark Gleese. And we're going to have veterinarian Dr. Michelle Brim come by. Mark runs First Source Pet Food. It's a raw pet food. And folks, if you have questions for Mark and Dr. Brim about that, have you heard about this, folks? Raw pet food, meats, basically, for your pets. If you have questions for Mark or Dr. Brim for that, call us now at 775-884-9910. While we wait for Dr. Brim, Mark, you and your lovely wife took me to the original Coney Island last year. And, you know, we have to say original now because they opened a new one a couple of years ago at West Moana. And it's a funny thing because I've spent most of my life in Nevada and thought I had done it all. But since 1977, when I came here, never went to the Coney Island. You know, we heard back in the day, oh, that's where the local politicians all, you know, the bigwigs get together. They run the town and they make their decisions at the Coney Island. And I pictured a place that was like all cigar smoke and everything with these the good old boys meeting at the Coney Island and deals being made. And it wasn't like that at all. And it's really for the people, and they really kept that building up on Prater Way right by 580. It's pure historic hometown, and that's a regular place for you, isn't it?
It is, John.
What do you like about it?
It's fresh. It's a scratch kitchen. They that no fried foods. It's the food's just excellent, and the people are just really friendly.
Kind of like your product for pet foods, right? It's just good scratch food, right?
That's good food.
So Mark asked, Jerry, so I'm going to talk about my three cats, okay? Because the guest has asked me about my cats. So I have three cats at home and three different cats. And for their main meal, what one cat likes, the other two don't. And that applies to each cat. And knowing how picky cats are, how can folks be sure that their cats are going to like the raw pet food before they buy it, Mark?
You know, generally speaking, most of the cats take to it pretty much right away. The younger the cat is, the more likely they're going to take to it right away. But there's a huge benefit, as it turns out, with if you feed the cats raw, and I've had this calls from a number of young professional women, it turns out the poop doesn't stink.
That's a good selling point.
And, you know, I'll get a call about 10 days into the diet, and the young woman on the phone will say, Mark, this food's amazing. And I'm like, okay, well, what about it? And they'll say, my apartment doesn't smell anymore.
Do you make something like that for humans?
I don't.
Well, why does it do that? How technically, how does it correct the smell of the poop, the raw pet food?
Well, it's the same thing for the dogs, but it turns out because you're feeding there's no carbohydrates, there's no fillers, there's no additives. There's nothing that the dog or cat can't digest. So what you're left with is ash. It's what's left over after you burn something, and that's primarily what removes the smell, is that the dog is already, or cat has already digested everything that's there.
One attribute also would be that for folks who feed dry food, my vet has told me many times that cats need to drink more water to keep their kidneys healthy. You know, cats and kidneys, they have real problems with kidneys. And they prefer, it's funny, you can't exactly put water in a dish, because I found out with my three cats, they prefer running water. Have you heard this?
Because, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, and so the moisture in the raw product actually provides a substantial amount of what those cats need as far as water goes.
So, yeah, they go out, they don't drink the water from the bowl, they go out to the stream. And they drink that water, but cats just do not get enough water. And your product is basically a wet food, right?
Well, it's the grind of whatever protein we're talking about. In the cat's case, it's beef and chicken.
Mm. Do you have cats yourself?
I do not.
Okay.
I have two standard poodles.
Okay. Well, you know, it sounds simple to own a cat, but there's so much I didn't know. And I got in the habit of when I got up to work at Channel 2, I'd get up at 2:30, and the cats would get up with me, and I would give them a treat at 2:30 in the morning. And the cats have never forgotten that. I'm, of course, not at Channel 2 anymore. But now I sleep late till actually 4:30. I get up at 4:30. Well, the cats really want the treat in the morning, so they will wake me up and bite my nose. And does this cat behavior sound familiar to your folks? And I cannot change what they do. And I have a bitten up nose because I was stupid enough to first give them their treat, which, by the way, what's your do you have treats with the raw pet food?
We have bones. So we have meaty bones. We have shank bones. And we have other treats. Also, we have it's called Utterly Awesome. It's a raw product that's freeze-dried, and the dogs like it, and it turns out the cats like it too.
First Source pet food is a raw pet food. Before I met you last year, I had never heard of such a thing. Describe it, raw pet food that you have, and the different varieties you have, Mark, at renofeedsraw.com. That's a new site that you put up besides First Source Pet Foods, Reno.com, right?
RenoFeedsRaw.com. It'll take you to the website. It'll take you to our website. It's just easier to remember. You can also call us at 775-846-8255. 8529. But we provide roughly nine unique proteins. They're not mixed. So, venison, chicken, beef, duck, quail, rabbit. We have a number of those proteins available for cats or dogs, it turns out. We also have some mixes. We have a kitten mix, but it's just the name. Anybody can feed it to their cat or kitten. We have a puppy mix that can be fed to raw, it's a raw product that can be fed to adult dogs. In fact, I feed it quite a bit to my poodles. We also have a complete mix called BRB Complete, and it's one of the mixes that's actually the AFCO compliant product on the product list. But the raw product is fairly complete. We try to target what's called a prey meal, so that would be typically 80% muscle meat, 10% organ, 10% bone.
What's the difference between a kitten and a cat raw pet food? I mean, meat is meat. And what's the difference between the puppy and the adult dog?
It turns out that it's for a puppy, maybe you want more fat. For an adult cat, maybe you want leaner beef.
Okay.
But it turns out puppy mix is just a name, and kitten mix is just the name. It can be fed to any. In fact, when I run out of other products, my dogs get kitten mix. There's nothing. It's all beef and chicken, so it's just tuned for a cat. Yeah. It's a leaner beef.
We're told not to feed cats dog food, or vice versa, because the taurine or something that's in food.
So taurine is something cats need more than dogs typically. Yeah. And the leaner the beef, or the leaner the meat, the more taurine you're going to find in the product. So it turns out the kitten mix has a 97% lean beef, and you can feed that to dogs. There's no problem with that. Mm-hmm. The puppy mix, it's more like 91% lean, so it's got a little more fat in it, but cats will do just fine on it. If they can, there's green tripe in the puppy mix, and so cats tend not to like green tripe.
How is the raw pet food business going?
It's going. We're up a little bit from last year. We're finding new customers all the time. A lot of it comes out of word of mouth as people, kind of talk about what their pet's health looks like after they start feeding raw.
Well, I had no idea there were so many other brands of raw pet food. How did you pick yours, and how is your brand of raw pet food better than the other raw pet food offerings?
Well, it's produced at a family farm back in Georgia. They've been producing raw food since 1979. They were one of the first into the field. They just couldn't find things. They were raising greyhounds, and they couldn't find the right mix of food for their breed. Mm-hmm. So they started making their own. And one of the things that really separates the product we have is it's pasteurized. It's pasteurized not using heat, but we use high pressure. And until you open that package, that product has no bacteria, no mold, no parasites. There's nothing in it. It's just sterile, essentially.
When you talk about people listening, hearing about meats, this sounds expensive.
So
right? It does. We're talking meat, just raw meat.
So you know what a pound of ground beef is going for in the grocery store today?
It's what, three something a pound?
Try $6.49 last time I looked.
God.
At Smith's, that's what it was yesterday.
Per pound. Wait
per
a minute.
Pound.
Over $4?
It's over $6.
Oh, my God.
So
I didn't have any idea.
You can get on a good raw diet for your pet for around $4 a pound.
Okay.
And that'd be a combination of beef and chicken. If you want to go with pork, it still stays pretty close. Pork, venison, and beef, you can still be around $4 a pound. If you want to go something like rabbit's very expensive. You can get it in the store for around $20 a pound. Mm-hmm. Some animals, some cats, some dogs are allergic to a lot of other proteins, and it turns out rabbit just tends to be something they tolerate well.
Well, all the different varieties of meat you have for your raw pet food, what's the most economical all the way up to the most expensive, say?
So beef and chicken would be the least expensive. Nice. Chicken's going to be the least. you can feed chicken for a very small amount of money, relatively speaking. But, you know, you're going to have to mix it with some organ meat. And so that's why I say beef and chicken.
What else can you mix your raw pet food with?
I use, for my poodles, I mix in some freeze-dried vegetables from Dr. Harvey's. It turns out he makes a really good low-glycemic vegetable mix called Paradigm. I also put in some omega-3s and 6s, which you get that from Alaskan krill oil from Grizzly, or I use from Four Leaf Rover. It's a product called Safe Sea, which is green-lipped mussels from New Zealand.
Folks, do you have any questions about raw pet food and feeding your pets the raw food that's available from First Source Pet Foods? And it's right here in our area. You have a warehouse with this. I mean, you can stop by and buy it there, or you can do it online. And he has a simpler website, which is renofeedsraw.com. So if you have a question here for Mark, Mark Gleese, 884-9910. That's 775-884-9910. One more segment with Mark and maybe Dr. Brim if she gets here. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk FM News Talk, time 1050.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay, so your raw pet food, your beef, your chicken is just $4 a pound for the cats and the dogs. $4 a pound for raw beef or chicken pet food.
Venison.
Can humans eat it? We're talking about the cost of ground beef at the store.
You know, it's human grade. I don't recommend eating our pet food for humans. It's not meant for human consumption. But in a pinch, you could. Because of the organs and the bone in it, it's probably not going to work well with your digestive system.
It kind of ticks me off that cats get such a good deal there as opposed to us humans paying $6 a pound for ground beef. All right, put your headphones on. We got a question from Nancy. Nancy is calling from Jack's Valley. Nancy, I'm glad you called. Mr. Gleese is here about raw pet food. Go ahead, Nancy.
Oh, this is not what I would like to know is where to locate a hairless kitten. My friend has a full-grown cat, hairless, and she would like a kitten. She can't find a source.
No, if you want to send me an email at markg at cartridge or firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com, I will give you the name and phone number of a breeder.
Oh, you know a hairless cat breeder? Wow.
I have a breeder that breeds Bengal cats, and she's got a great network of other cat breeders, so I would put you in touch with.
Would you give your name again, the address?
Well, he's going to contact you.
Send it to Mark G. MARKG.
There you go.
At firstsourcepetfoodsreno.com. Or if you want to give us a call at 775-846-8529, I can give you the name and phone number of the breeder that'll be able to help you out.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Mark, I've never had a call from somebody saying, where can I get a hairless cat in my entire career, Mark? Before we go, you don't like kibble. You don't like the dry food that people buy at the store. Tell me why.
Well, it's not that I don't like it. I tell people to feed what they can afford. It's just a lot of the dry foods have an enormous amount of sugar in it. And if you go to my website, that would, you know, go to renofeedsraw.com, and it'll take you to my website. At the bottom of the FAQs, there's a video by Dr. Karen Becker talking about the hidden sugar in pet foods. It's only about 9 minutes long, and it's a very informative video that talks about how to actually figure out how much sugar is in, you know, the pet food that you're feeding.
Why would they put sugar in it?
You know, it's not so much they don't put sugar in it right out of the. It's the starches, you know, things like carrots, potatoes, the seeds, any type of nut. You know, all those things convert from a starch to sugar. And so the reason they put it in there a lot of times is that they got to have some sort of a binder that holds all that stuff together. And that's what happens.
Man, sugar is in everything. It must be the cheapest ingredient. It's in my spaghetti sauce. I just, it's unbelievable. And the pets too now.
Well, I can tell you that once the dog, and it's, cats have the same problem. Once they get past a certain point, their immune systems don't tolerate it very well. I get customers with 4 to 5 year old dogs, and they're seeing yeast buildup in their ears. And their...
Listen, we got to wrap it up. Mark, that's awesome that you found out so much about real raw pet food. Folks, if you're interested, you'd like to purchase, it's a good deal, RenoFeedsRaw.com. Mark, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, John.
All right, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, talking politics after Fox News up next. Stay with us.